This is Gav's Network, Good Habits Podcast, Episode 7. And a very, very happy new year. I hope you've had an amazing holidays. And for a lot of people, it's now going back to so-called reality. I do find that funny when people say that. Do you know, over the past 14 weeks especially, I've had many, many challenges due to the fact that I'm challenging myself, I'm changing myself within, and my outer reality is changing. And sometimes I don't actually quite notice it, that it is changing, but everything is changing. A lot has happened to me in the last 14 weeks. A lot of my original plans that I thought that I wanted my life to be like have changed. I've, you know, sort of found myself finding that, you know, relationships with people have, you know, drifted away from certain people, and then other people are starting to appear in my life. And it is, you know, it is amazing. I'm greeting every day with love in my heart, even when it is difficult. And over the last couple of weeks, I am going to tell you, it has been very challenging and difficult. And I have felt like giving up at times. But it's quite funny how, as I'm reading the greatest salesman in the world scrolls, that each scroll that I'm reading, something is happening in my life that relates to the scroll for me to pick myself up. So like this scroll 3 that I've just finished reading, because I'm now on scroll 4, which started yesterday. But one thing that I've taken from scroll 3 is I persist and I will succeed. I persist, I win. Keep on going. Keep on going, no matter what. No matter what challenges are in front of you. Keep on going. And that's what I'm doing. And I just want to talk a little bit about, you know, say, you know, people judging you, or you judging other people, you know, being angry with somebody, them being angry with you, and just have a look within yourself and think, you know, why am I angry with that person? What's going on in my life for me to be angry with that person? Because it's not necessarily what's going on in their life. It's what's going on in your life, because it's a reflection of you. You could be seeing something in them that you don't like about yourself. Now, it might not be the same problem. It might not even be a similar problem, but you're seeing, you know, that, you know, that anger or something that you're not agreeing with that person. But it's really something that's going on in your life. And why I mention this is because, you know, I found myself judging people in the past, but over the past few weeks I've been judged as well. You know, people have judged me, and people are always going to judge you, but, you know, when you actually hear about it, you know, it can be quite hurtful. But then I'm thinking, well, you know, why are they judging me? You know, especially if they don't know me. And, you know, what's going on in their life. And all you can do is just have love in your heart and send them love. And it doesn't matter if they don't like you, just send them love. And if they're not going to be a part of your life, they'll fade away from your life. And if they are going to be a part of your life, then they, you know, send them love, and they will have to love you if you're all going to love them. It is amazing. It is amazing. And I'm going to quote a poem called The Guy in the Glass. The author is Dale Wimbrow. I think that's how we pronounce it, Wimbrow. And it's an amazing poem. I'll leave it in my show notes and print it out, stick it on your mirror. And there is a word in the first sentence of Pelf, and what I've found is that people thought that was a misspelling of self. Well, it's not. If you look up Pelf, it means gaining money or wealth, you know, maybe in a dishonourable way, not an ethical way. But it could, you know, I find that it could be, you know, it could be broad, I it could be anything, you know, gaining anything, you know, dishonourable, you know, or unethical, however you want to describe it. But have a look at the meaning yourself. So here we go. When you get what you want in your struggles for pelf, and the world makes you king for a day, then go to the mirror and look at yourself and see what that guy has to say. For it isn't your father or mother or wife whose judgment upon you must pass. The fella whose verdict counts the most in your life is the guy staring back from the glass. He's the fella to please, never mind all the rest, for he's with you clear up and to the end. And you've passed the most dangerous, difficult test if the guy in the glass is your friend. You may be like Jack Horner and chisel a plum and think you're a wonderful guy, but the man in the glass says you're only a bum if you can't look him straight in the eye. You can fool the whole world down the pathways of years and get pats on the back as you pass, but your final reward will be heartache and tears if you've cheated the guy in the glass. Amazing poem. As I say, stick it on your mirror, in your bathroom, or dressing table, or wherever you've got a mirror where you see it a lot. And every time you look at that mirror, read that poem. And I actually got asked to do something after I read that poem, which is say, "I love you, Gavin Johnson." And that is a game changer. Because I can look at myself, read that poem, I can look at myself and I can say, "I love you. I love you, Gavin Johnson." So I'm going to wrap it up there. I'm going to wish you a happy, happy new year. I hope all your dreams come true. And I shall speak to you next week. Peace be the journey. Love and light.